Now, a group of bell ringers are here in Worcestershire from one of the richest churches in the world, OK? They're from Trinity Church, which is on Wall Street in New York. Now, bell ringing is very new in America, certainly in comparison to how it is here, which has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, I met two of the group who are visiting from Wall Street, Stuart Barton and Jeremy Bates, to find out a little bit more about ringing in the States and why they wanted to come here.
Well, certainly you get a much stronger sense that it's a heritage art and that it goes back, you know, 1,000 years, and that bells were rung for, you know, the Armada victory and Waterloo and all sorts of things that are names in history and events. And then you realize that bells have a living role to play even now to celebrate a community spirit of joy, or to sort of share a community that might be in mourning. So bells are living instruments, and they have emotional power, and that's one of the reasons why I ring.
Okay, how difficult is it to get people to do it, to indulge in it, to want to learn it, when there isn't much of a sort of a back catalogue of bell peals?
Right, well, we're the only tower of this kind in New York City, and we try to emphasize that it's a team sport in a way. It's also a mixture of math and music, and it's a physical exercise. This teaching center that we're in is a wonderful tribute to the Worcester ringers and all the effort they've been putting into training new ringers, which is a challenge we have in New York as well, so we're trying to learn from the experience here.
Back to you, Stuart. Have you been here before?
Yes, my parents live quite close. They live just outside Ledbury. And my parents have rung with Mark Regan, the ringing master here, for many years. So I've had the opportunity to ring here before, and it was part of the reason I wanted to bring the New York ringers here. It's quite an impressive tower. They're really heavy bells. It's a big old-fashioned peal of 12 bells, quite different to what we have in New York, but a real experience. So it's the reason I brought everyone.
Well, very different. I mean, I can't imagine. Now, a little bird told me that the church that you're from is the richest church. Is that in the world?
Well, I don't know. I believe they are very wealthy. I've heard rumors that they may be the wealthiest church in the world. I don't know. Obviously, Wall Street, downtown Manhattan, is an area of business, and it's and the church has been lucky enough to own a lot of property around that area for many years. So I think their property portfolio has made them quite wealthy. What it has mean is they've got a reasonably large budget to manage their own affairs. They're just going through a massive renovation of their church at the moment, which I believe has been marketed as a $100 million spend, a 100-year renovation of the Trinity Church, and that's closed the church for 18 months. And in fact, part of the reason for this tour is that we've actually been out of ringing, haven't had access to the bells now for more than a year.
$100 million?
That's what I believe the project's costing them, yes.
So what's on the agenda for you guys now?
We're going to be spending 4 days in Birmingham, and Birmingham is a centre of ringing, one of the centres of 12-bell ringing in England, along with London. We'll spend a day down in London as well. And then we're going to spend a couple of days near in Amersham and High Wycombe, down closer to London. And all of it is centred around effectively ringing training. We're targeting places that have our leaders in teaching, and to give our ringers the opportunity to learn something new and develop their skills further.
And what has been the reaction from the people you've brought here? Because there must be some huge wow factor.
I think everyone's enjoying it. It is a wow factor. I think for this particular cathedral is absolutely awesome in so many ways. So this is one of the highlights of the trip. So yeah, most definitely, people are super excited, and we're going to be ringing in a few minutes here, and I think everyone's a little bit nervous about it.
Well, yes, of course, but it's performance anxiety.
Well, and also the size of the bells. These bells are more than twice the size and weight of the bells that we used to ringing in Trinity. So it's going to be an experience. They're a lot more difficult to ring. They're older. Our bells are obviously very modern and very easy to ring. I've rung here before, and I find it very difficult, and I know people who haven't rung here are perhaps going to be a little surprised with how difficult it is to ring.
Sunday Breakfast with Kate Justice.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.
Absolutely fascinating to speak to Stuart and Jeremy. Bell ringers from Trinity Church in New York on Wall Street. Did you hear the figures they were talking about? Anyway, they've been visiting Worcester Cathedral Tower this week and having a go at bell ringing themselves with the ancient bells as opposed to their much, much more modern ones. The difference was fascinating to talk about, and they were very good at it, as you heard as well.